Welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm Devin Almonte, and together we are learning to see the world through God's eyes and doing our best to live that out in our everyday. So I read The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt. He talks about how we've basically overprotected our kids from the real world, a little bit of that helicopter parenting kind of style. It's more than that, but just to give you the idea that we're doing everything out there to keep them so, so safe and sheltered because, oh my gosh, it's a big, bad, scary world. But then on the flip side, with our tech devices, we're handing them the world through our digital devices with very little oversight, safety. All of this made me think of my son's camp this summer. It's a daytime academic camp. Want to guess how many forms I had to fill out for him to attend this camp? 14. 14 separate forms. I don't even think there are that many forms that we have to sign off on if we had to make the hard decision to take a loved one off life support. It's getting to the point where the form will say, number three, if your child bumps his elbow on the table, what would you like us to say to him to make him feel better? Perhaps writing a story about his experience bumping his elbow. Would you like us to send him to the nurse? Or would you prefer to pick him up if he'd like to go home? How do you feel about Tylenol? I'm making this up, of course, and it's a little extreme, but I'm not that far off. Just let him figure it out. I get that so many of these forms is to protect schools and camps from lawsuits and so forth. But gosh, there used to be a day that we used to just send our kids to school and then we'd see them when they got home on the bus. That was it at the end of the day. Now we're in constant communication. We're monitoring every move. It's not a Christian book, but it really got me thinking about how I parent as a Christian, just being so worried about our kids out in the world. But are we trusting Jesus with our kids? And I think it would be good to step back a little bit. And I'm including myself when I say that because we've fallen into this trap and I don't think we're helping our kids this way.